7 after the hour, Friday, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The 6th of December is upon us, and we're working over the important stories of the day. Roberta Fasanelli is with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. Let's see here. As I look back on this past week, we've had lots of conversation about Paul Walker, for sure. Lots of conversation about the rail accident in New York. Lots of conversation about Martin Bashir and his resignation. Lots of the fast food minimum wage thing yesterday. Hey, hey, ho, ho, poverty wages have to go.
That was their mascot. You actually had firsthand experience
hey,
with these
hey,
guys.
Hey, ho, ho, poverty wages have to go. I don't know. I think it's...
Were you sneaking a little sausage breakfast sandwich from McDonald's, maybe?
You know what? I haven't even found a Waffle House yet.
Oh,
what?
No.
Really, oh, my God. Trip is, the whole trip's worthwhile. Like I have one meal.
One waffle.
Right. All right. Let's see. What else has been the conversation about President Obama and his whatever it is that he said that stirred up a lot of right-wingers with regard to the passing of Mr. Mandela, the Affordable Hair Act. I don't know. That tickled me. And maybe nobody else got tickled by
it. That's an act I could actually get behind.
Really? Good for you.
You know, people have pre-existing conditions with their hair. I'm sorry. You get to keep your stylist and pay a little bit, you know, get some government subsidies. I'm all about it. I could use a color right now.
Good for you.
Not that I color my hair.
No, not you, Jen.
Just
give it a little highlight, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the dodo bird of the week. Guy's name is Ralph Hudgens, H-U-D-G-E-N-S, who is the insurance commissioner in Georgia. He is now being asked to resign after a report surfaced of him disputing the requirement within the Affordable Care Act that insurance companies may not deny coverage to customers with pre-existing health conditions. Here's what Mr. Hudgens said on a video that was recorded. This is the audio from his speech. Again, what we're focused on here is him saying that pre-existing conditions are like being an irresponsible driver.
I've had several companies come in, and they said just the fact in the individual market that pre-existing conditions now have to be covered on January 1st, that is going to double the cost of insurance. And if you don't really understand what covering pre-existing conditions would be like, it'd be like in Georgia, we have a law that says you have to have insurance on your automobile. You have to have liability insurance. If you're going to drive on Georgia's roads, you have to have liability insurance. You don't have to have collision. You don't have to have comprehensive. You don't have to have rental car or towing or anything else. You have to have liability. But say you're going along and you have a wreck, and it's your fault. Well, a pre-existing condition would be then you calling up your insurance agent and saying, I'd like to get collision insurance coverage on my car. And your insurance agent said, well, you've never had that before. Why would you want it now? And you say, well, I just had a wreck. It was my fault. And I want the insurance company to pay for to repair my car. And that's the exact same thing on pre-existing insurance.
All right. So
boy. Yeah, this guy's major dodo.
Oh boy.
Okay, so the opposite point of view was presented by a guy named Brad Woodhouse, who called on Mr. Hudgens to resign. He said, quote, this comparison of yours is disgraceful. Your ongoing efforts to sabotage the Affordable Care Act and discourage people from accessing affordable health care are all the more alarming and damaging because of the position you hold. As we say in North Carolina, where I grew up, take your cane pole and get the hell out of our pond. Your 15 minutes are up, sir. Do us a favor and resign. So the White House get in on the act as well. The press secretary, Jay Carney, jumping on this guy. So I wonder, I mean, you listen to it, pretty much it speaks for itself. See, what happens, I think, a lot on radio programs that don't have the courage to just let stuff fall on your ears. You listen to that. That's the reason I didn't read. I didn't want to read what the guy said. I wanted you to hear his voice, hear him say what he said, and then that's
you
know,
it. People eating their pancakes in the background.
Yeah, right.
Did you hear that?
Arrogance in his voice, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Let it go.
He was so sure of himself.
Yeah. Well. It probably won't work too well. Although maybe in Georgia, and I don't mean that as a slight to Georgia, just, you know, sometimes there are things that are said. Kind of like what I, earlier this morning, I was talking about Nelson Mandela being like a caged lion. Mm-hmm. And some people took exception to what they thought they heard or what they thought the meaning of using that term, caged lion, was all about. And I meant it as a compliment. And I explained that to some callers who dropped in for a conversation after I said that, to sort of repeat but not rehash. I likened Mandela to a lion that had been caged. He was in a jail cell for 27 years. He was in isolation for most of that time. So I thought it was appropriate. He was a lion, very proud, very strong, very smart, very much aimed at you know, accomplishing things. So the cage door was open. He came out, but he, you know, there were times when he first was let out that he might have, and of course he had problems with the law in South Africa all through his life, and he was in and out of jail before he went away for 27 years. So he had all of this energy, he had all this intelligence, he had all this bravado, he had all of this presence, and he used that, and I thought that, frankly, if I do say so myself, it was a fairly good comparison to what his life was all about. Well, somebody said that it was offensive. I don't know whether they were offended because the lions should be offended being compared to Mandela or vice versa. But anyway, I think that what I said spoke for itself, and I do feel that Mandela didn't need, and he doesn't need, a lot of conversation today. The guy and what he did in his life speaks, the record speaks for itself. Why do we feel so compelled to tear it apart? Here we go. This is what he did. We all know what he did. He was responsible for a major change in thinking, not only in the African continent, but around the world. The guy was a leader the likes of Gandhi, JFK. I think there are plenty of people who are inspirational, and it doesn't make any difference what color his skin is. It happened that that was the reason for things needing to be changed in South Africa, but you know, if he'd have been in a different body, that's always a question I love to ponder, and I don't know that it goes anywhere. But think about what would have happened if Nelson Mandela had been white and wasn't in South Africa. Did he come back to life reincarnated from some other circumstance? A lot of people who follow, whether you believe in reincarnation or not, I am firmly and becoming more firmly believing that you come back, often meet the same people and go through a lot of the same lessons as you have lived through in a previous life because they aren't resolved. And I think that was the case with Mandela a lot. And whether he was white or black, this is a guy who has had in his experience on this planet a lot of things to deal with. And I think that he helped a lot of other people who had things to deal with. And that's really what inspiration is all about, isn't it? Learning how to deal with what it is that that is your object lesson in life. Maybe that's the best way of putting it. What are your object lessons in life, and how do you deal with them? I think Mandela was an inspiration for a lot of people for a lot of different reasons in dealing with their issues, and because a lot of people have issues with the color of skin. And, you know, people will chuckle at this, but we've had an ongoing conversation for years on this program about where people come from. Why is it that yellow people are yellow and black people are black and white people? There's no explanation that makes any sense that they were all part of what grew out of the pond in the history of this planet. I think we've come here from other planets, and there was material that sort of supported that in the last couple of weeks. And I, you know, you think about Mandela, and you think about other blacks who have worked to bring the prejudices that many people have aimed at the color of one's skin. You think about how that's changed over the years, and how when you really think about it, why are people prejudiced? Why do people not like folks who have other religions or other color, or they are not as smart or not as rich or whatever it is? It's because of their own insecurities. It's because of not having learned those lessons, it seems to me, from whatever prior experiences you may have had on the planet. Anybody want to disagree or get out the cuckoo bird? You're welcome to do so. Jennifer?
No
Roberta?
Cuckoo bird for me, sir.
Okay.
Well,
not
the,
this time.
The Native Americans say that when God made man, he fashioned him out of clay. And he was putting it in the oven to, you know, cure the clay. And he took it out too soon, and they got the white man. And then he took it out too late, and they got the African American. And he took him out just at the right time, and he got the red man. And that is a Native American story of, you know, how the different
story.
Races
and
came
casinos.
To be.
Yeah,
and casinos.
16 baths. Yeah, that's very good, Roberta. Thank you. I wish these bags under my eyes would just go away. I heard somebody say that. And, in fact, I have something for you just in time for Christmas and the holiday season, a sale on things like GenuCell. The folks at Chamonix have produced a lot of great products this year. GenuCell, it's a new serum with stem cell technology. I don't know why I just don't stop doing that, except it tells you the derivative of GenuCell, and that's important because it's new technology leading to a new serum that takes care of the bags and puffiness under your eyes. The bags that are there come from not getting a lot of sleep. Man, I'm getting a few bags and puffiness under my eyes this week because I'm getting a whole lot of sleep. I don't have my GenuCell with me, but if I did, I'd use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids. That's how GenuCell works. If you're looking to feel and look very good during the party season, may I suggest you call 800-543-9262, 800-543-9262 for GenuCell. Mention Doug Steffen, you get express holiday shipping. That is free, and also a jar of the legendary Esotique face cream. So you get two items for your face for the price of one, Esotique and GenuCell. Get rid of the puffiness and the bags under your eyes and make your face look nice and smooth and clear. You know what? This is a great present idea, too. Anybody could use this. Anybody, you could fill people's stockings with these things. So buy a whole bunch of this stuff. 800-543-9262. I'm not kidding. This is a great stocking stuffer idea, inexpensive, and people will thank you. So GenuCell and Esotique available together now at 800-543-9262.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ Exergen Corp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Let's get into some video and audio, shall we? 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program for Friday, December the 6th. The video of the day today is another example of somebody with too much time on their hands. This is a YouTube video. The user has edited together clips of Captain Picard from Star Trek and some other members of the cast singing Let It Snow. Now, instead of Let It Snow, Picard says Make It So. So the video today is, obviously, when we post these videos, the main point is that you watch the video to get the gist of it. But we also oftentimes have audio from these things. So this may tempt you, or maybe you'll run screaming out of the room. I'm not sure which, but maybe you check out the video today and have a great big broad smile when you watch this. Listen to the audio from today's video of the day at DougSteffen.com.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful, and since we've no place to go, make it so, make it so, make it so. Man doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some tea, very hot. The lights turned way down low. Make it so, make it so, make it so. When we finally kiss good night.
How I hate going out in the storm.
But if you...
Really?
Shut up, Wesley. All the way home, I'll be...
Warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying. And my dear...
We're still goodbye, then. But
as long as you love me, so... Make it so.
Make it so. Make it so.
All right, so that's the audio from our video of the day today at DougSteffen.com.
That's certainly funny. You make it
isn't
so.
Yeah, it is. All right, so we've got 2 points there. There's another video in the news today that we've heard about actually before. You may or may not have understood the sort of side aspects to Rob Ford and his crack video. Apparently, he tried to buy it from the gang members who had, he offered them cash and a car to buy the video that shows him using the crack. These are notes, by the way, from the police wiretaps of his phone that came out this week in a 450-page police document released by a Superior Court judge because of lawyers in the media that wanted to get a hold of all this information. the video, or the at least the allegation there was a video, came out in the first information, the media website Gawker apparently made it clear that they had gotten the video from some less than reputable sources, let's say. According to police notes of a recorded phone conversation involving a couple of gang members, Ford was aware of the video and he offered to buy it back. The notes describe a conversation primarily in Somali between the two gang members, and it was translated. Remember that day he said that in front of me, one said to the other in the transcript that was translated? Yeah, the other one replied. He said, I'll give you $5,000 and a car. Oh, man. Where do these people come from? You got to wonder, really, how do these people exist on the planet and get to the points like this guy being mayor of one of the largest cities in North America? How do you get there and be such? And maybe it just speaks to who they all are, frankly. The big books this week, bestsellers, The Book Thief by Zusak, Divergent by Veronica Roth is number 4, Cross My Heart, James Patterson, book number 3, The Elf on the Shelf is the second most popular book, and the most
people
popular
are going
book
crazy
this week,
with that one.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid by Jeff Kinney, in case you're looking for something to buy for Christmas for somebody that reads.
Many drivers over 65 take Med. If you do, whether you're older or not, make sure it's safe to drive. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Here's one way to find out. A free online tool called RoadWise RX. Just type in what you're taking. If there are any driving issues, a list of side effects pops up. Lipitor, for example, can cause fatigue and insomnia in some patients. Add the common medication Adderall, and you're even more likely to feel wide awake and keep going when you should take a break and rest. And check out AARP's Driver Safety Program. Geared to the older driver, it's offered online or in a classroom. In some states, you can lower your insurance rates by taking it. There are also some new senior driving aids, like a panoramic rearview mirror. It might make a big difference if you have trouble turning your head. And a warning beeper on your bumper can help you parallel park. I'll put up some helpful links on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah,
that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Massey, Wisconsin.
This holiday season, remember,
easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Stephen, good day program. Friday morning, Jennifer and Roberta and Kenny and I are here thinking about Rich McFadden, whose birthday was this week, and his last appointment with the doctor for his chemo. Going to have radiation treatment, and he'll be back fit as a fiddle in January to the Good Day program. We're happy about that. Something else to be thankful for. I'm thankful for Charlotte having been through her operation this week, and so many fine folks who went to facebook.com/Good Day Show to wish her well. Kenny says that there have been continuing thoughts about Charlotte. She's sitting here right beside me. She's doing very well. She's tired and
but who's not? It's a holiday.
Yeah, exactly. I'm certainly that. Looking out the window at this snow and ice and stuff, the cars are moving. I'm just in a hotel along the side of Route 35, pretty much in central Dallas, and the sky's very heavy and the stuff coming down. But people are moving up and down the roadway here, 35, 40 miles an hour. I think a lot of people have been sort of persuaded to stay home, and that's probably a good idea. But I think I'm just going to set it out for a couple hours until the sky clears, and then head back in the northeasterly direction. Thank you very much. Also at DougStephan.com. With the focus on our facebook.com/good day feature, the 911 tapes. I know you folks, when I wasn't here, thanks to Jennifer and Roberta and Kenny yesterday for filling in for me for a couple of hours, because the place where I was, the power, I was shocked, frankly, that the power went out.
Not physically, right?
No, I wasn't shocked. Okay. The power went out, and obviously I can't do anything if there's no power, but there's no generator. Back
to be honest, did you take a nap?
I did.
That was our speculation that you might have been
right back. Well, I only had 2 or 3 hours sleep the night before, and then 3 or 4 hours the night after that. So what the heck?
You needed too.
Yeah.
No complaints. It was fine. We did a great job.
Well, you did. And the discussion about the 911 tapes and whether or not they ought to be read, whether they need exposure or not, I think the consensus, Kenny, at our Facebook and Twitter coverage of that, is that they didn't think they needed to be aired. And your opinion is important. That's not really the point. The point is that under the freedoms that we have in our country, these things ought to be available, and then people decide that they want to see it or hear it or not. That's it. Bottom line is that they are available, and I would not choose to hear them. For example, I think I said, this is my program, and I'm not going to air them. You want to listen to them, you can go online. You can find them anywhere online if you want to listen to them. I don't want to air them. I don't see any reason to air them. So
it was kind of a mixed bag with us, actually. Dick.
Really?
Roberta said that she thought they should be released because they're public information. And yeah. Ken said he thought that it was...
I didn't say they shouldn't be released.
I'm saying it was a mixed bag. I was just giving you the rundown on what we said.
Yeah.
So Roberta said yes, that they should have been released. And then Ken said he thought it was a bad idea that they were released.
Hmm. Okay, well,
there you go.
We all have different opinions about good things. All right, let's have some immigration news. Everybody ready?
Would love it.
Ready.
All right. You're aware of, and we'll remind you a little about the news this week about Onyango Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Onyango Obama was arrested in Framingham, Massachusetts, where he's lived for the past 6 or 7 years, because he was drunk one night and he crashed into a police cruiser. So he was arrested, and then he was released. This happened, I think, a couple of years ago, 2012, maybe 2011. And when this happened, the president was asked if he knew his uncle, Onyango. And he said, no. Yeah, he's Obama's uncle. Hmm. The president said he'd never met his uncle, Onyango, who was living here at the time illegally. He's lived in this country for 27 years, I think, or 28 years. Illegally. Isn't that how long he's been here, Kenny? I think it's at least maybe even longer than that. So, anyway, the Boston Globe decided to figure out whether the president ever knew, really, his uncle or not. Remember, the president says, I don't know this guy. I've never met him. All right? This is after it came out that he was here in the country illegally. Now, the White House says, on prompting from a reporter at the Boston Globe, well, maybe he actually did know his uncle. What actually is the truth is that they lived together.
Oh, jeez.
Obama was going to law school.
How do you lie about something you know you can get caught with? I mean,
I haven't the slight, because you don't think. You're arrogant.
Or you get arrogant enough to think no one will find out.
Hmm. The president admitted yesterday that he lived with his Kenyan uncle for a period of time in the 1980s, while attending Harvard Law School.
But
of
we course, didn't really this know each other.
No.
Who ever really knows anybody?
Right. Do you ever really? I've heard
what
that.
Do you mean I know?
Do you ever really know somebody? Do you ever really know another person?
I know.
Yeah. His. Let's see here. The president. The statement from the White House was: the president first met his uncle when he moved to Cambridge for law school. The president did stay with him for a period of time until his new apartment was ready. They saw each other every once in a while, every few months. The president hasn't seen him for 20 years. Okay. So, anyway, I just get a kick out of this. I'm not taking a shot. I just think it's just more of the same old stuff. I didn't know him. Oh, yeah, I guess I didn't know. Oh, I lived with him for a while.
And more than partisan stuff, it's political. It just shows you the mental makeup of people in politics now.
Right. Okay, so another immigration story. Let's give this some room for a minute or two, people to think about it. 888-302-3684. There's been a lot of discussion this week, and I don't know why it came up this week, about undocumented immigrants who may find another path to legal status, that is, getting a green card. They join the military. This came about last year, if you'll recall. There were a couple of men who were denied status, even though they'd served in the, I believe, the Navy or the Army. One of them for 4 years, one of them 6 years. Remember that? I think they were Filipinos that had come here. I just remember seeing their picture and hearing the story. The Obama administration has deported undocumented immigrants at a higher rate than either of the President Bushes, and more than Ronald Reagan did, and you know all of this, the records coming out. There are a lot of complaints, obviously, about illegal immigration. You hear that from me all the time, from people on both sides of the aisle. But what I find interesting is how it is that we can allow and encourage people that come to this country illegally to join the military and then screw them after they've been in the service for 4, 5, 6 years. That's basically what we do. I'm sorry.
I agree with
that's
you. It
rude,
needs to be a fact.
But that's
path.
What it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you are, legal status ought to be extended to military family members and to the military people who serve our country. I don't see how there could be any question about that whatsoever. So, Kenny, whether you want to post that on Facebook.com/Good Day Show or not, I don't imagine there's going to be a lot of argument against it, but I just think it's another one of these inconsistencies. If you serve in the military, you put on a uniform, a recruiter talks you into serving, then, and you're not legal. Well, I mean, I guess the first question is, why are you in a uniform representing our country if you're illegal? But the second question is, after you've done that, if we say, okay, let's let them do that, then we decide not to give them status or not to give their family member status? I don't get that at all, and I don't like the implication. So if you have a thought or two, 888-302-3684 on Good Day, 19 minutes before the hour.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
This holiday season, shop at Sports Authority, where you'll find there's nothing like the gift of sport. We've got the brands you love and thousands of items on sale now. And here's our gift to you. Now through Saturday, when you spend $100 or more, you'll get a $20 cash card free. Plus, we're giving away hundreds and hundreds of prizes in our $500,000 Gift of Sport Holiday Sweepstakes. So visit sportsauthority.com today to enter and see official rules. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sports Authority. All things sporting good.
Stetson. This holiday season, remember,
easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson cologne for men.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I was just focused on, and I'm not going to apologize for this. I'm looking through my email. I'm using my iPad. Everybody says, "Oh, Doug, he's a hot, high-tech guy."
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, of course it was.
Talk to
so
Bob.
I'm fiddling around with this. Hey, who asked you? Wait a minute. Because everybody's a critic. I had a... let's see where this ended up here. This is
yeah. Oh, boy. This is going well. So
oh, my God. Well, I hit the wrong button. I'm here fiddling around with this. And there was something that I had that was really very pithy. It was like, hello, this is great stuff. And now I can't put my finger on it. So you know what? What now? So you're not even sympathetic. Jennifer's sitting there.
I said,
musing, thinking, no, that wasn't it. No, you were sitting there in your own smirky, smarmy way. You were having
That's
a little
me.
Fun with that. No, but that's really what's going on.
Oh, wait. Hold on, that's I have me. An email. Don't worry, I'm going to get to it. It's going to be really good. Oh. Hold on. I love you. It's this... okay. You know what? It's going to be good whenever you find it.
Well, it had to do with the fast food workers going on strike. And I did find it. Thank you very much. That's called verbalized pauses. Not that we need something to fill the time with. I am so taken with hey, hey, ho, ho, poverty wages have to go.
You love
that. I started nosing around a little bit during the last news break to find out what I could figure. I want to know why they're really striking. I mean, the obvious thing is they want more money.
Want more money, yeah.
So how much do they make? The average fast food worker in this country makes $8.90 an hour. That's the median wage for food workers all across the country. There are some making 7.25. There are some making $10. But $8.90 an hour is what the average is. Okay? So, the issue is whether or not, I don't know that the issue is how much they're supposed to make. They want to raise the minimum wage to $10.20 an hour to afford basic expenses like rent and food, utilities, that sort of thing. I don't get how that's going to help because, and maybe this is what we're critical of or we ought to be focused on. In order to survive in this country, on a 40-hour week, you got to make, with average expenses, average income, all of these things being averaged out, these are all government figures that I'm using, you got to make $14.14 an hour. Or over, you got to make over $14 an hour in order not to be considered in below the poverty line. Okay? So, if you raise the minimum wage to $10, you're not going to accomplish what you want to accomplish. I suppose maybe you're going to help people out a little bit, because 7.25 isn't a lot of money by anybody's standards. It really isn't. But is it up to us to artificially prop this stuff up, or up to these people to hone their skills? I heard one guy being interviewed on a show yesterday who was a carpenter, and he was used to making $14, $15, $16 an hour as a carpenter, but he rather served food, so he went to work for Burger King. I don't understand how serving food and Burger King sort of come out in the same sentence, but there's no tips involved, right? When you go to a fast food restaurant, come
there's
on,
no
honestly.
Tips.
Does anybody tip
no,
at a
no
fast
tip.
Food restaurant?
And no. Okay. Here's the deal. With people making that minimum wage, they're getting government subsidies to live. They're getting they're getting food stamps.
So that's even worse because you and I are making up the
Correct.
Difference through taxes.
So
the difference between the food stamps or whatever is the difference between the $7 or $8 an hour.
If they get a hike in pay, are they going to be willing to give that up? Because you get used to that.
Well, but if you don't need the money, what difference does it make where the money comes from?
I know it comes from us either way, really.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just find it kind of interesting that these people are up to. What they, I think most people don't understand what they really are trying to do. I think they just jump on the bandwagon of stuff like this, and they come across as being not that well known. If you're looking for an engagement ring that'll bring destruction of biblical proportions to your life, there's a diamond available on Craigslist this week that is something the seller described as being worn by Satan herself. He wants $1,800 for it.
All right. Satan. What in the world did he do to get that?
Lady Satan. This is a 1.5 total weight engagement ring, 14 karat white gold. You can have it now. It's available now online at Craigslist.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Picture this. Christmas morning, family's gathered. You take one sip of peppermint tea when someone grabs a camera. Blah! Run, run, Rudolph! You're in your son's t-shirt and huge sweats. Unless you put me on your list. Simply Vera, Vera Wang pajamas and loungewear. I'm cozy, pretty, and family photo appropriate. Problem solving PJs in the house!
Something missing from your list like Simply Vera, Vera Wang, or Chaps sleepwear? Come to Kohl's Christmas list sale for lots of great savings and get Kohl's cash this Thursday through Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'm ready. Okay. Yeah. Stop that. Oh, kid, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
From the movie The Preacher's Wife, which was popular Christmas music during this season, 1996. Whitney Houston singing Joy to the World. That's a lot of energy. I remember this movie. It was actually quite a good movie, I thought. How many people remember Chuck Curry, our movie man? You remember this movie?
That was
direct. Nice connection we got with you there, Chugger.
And a league of their own.
All right, Michael, see if you can make, find Chucker in a better place so we can actually hear and understand what he's talking about. Meanwhile, Chucker has movie news for us and a prediction of what will be the number one movie at the box office this weekend that's coming up. First, let's get to our contest. This is the number one movie, Christmas movie, during this period, 2007. So it goes back 6 years. Number one movie at Christmas time. We have 3 audio excerpts from the movie. We're going to present those to you. And then, why will it be important for you to listen? Because we want you to describe and figure out, discover what the movie is. Call us at 888-302-3684. 888-302-DOUG if you can figure out what this movie is for the swell prize. Go ahead. Here's the first clip, Michael.
Oh, and also, we're going to dump the Easter Bunny. It just doesn't make any sense anymore. I mean, Easter and bunnies and eggs and all that. I mean, it just, where's the synergy? Don't get it.
888-302-3684.
All right, 888-302-DOUG. Give us a call if you can identify this movie. Michael, next clip.
You're not going to believe this. Another request for Here Comes Santa Claus. This time from Beth in accounting. Here you go, Beth.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me with the Santa Claus again?
I love it. 888-302-DOUG. Identify this holiday movie.
Guy's in a big red suit flying around in reindeer because he craves the spotlight. He's a fame junkie. The guy's a clown. He's a megalomaniac. It's all a big show game. He presents himself like, hey, I love to give gifts. Look at me. I'm so nice. He's getting paid. He's got a whole thing happening on the backside. Do you know they sell more little Santa statues, little Christmas trinkets, than they do the Buddha?
All right, 888-302-DOUG. Give us a call now to identify that movie. Chuck Curry up next with movie news.
Hey, fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
This holiday season, shop at Sports Authority, where you'll find there's nothing like the gift of sport. We've got the brands you love and thousands of items on sale now. And here's our gift to you. Now through Saturday, when you spend $100 or more, you'll get a $20 cash card free. Plus, we're giving away hundreds and hundreds of prizes in our $500,000 Gift of Sport Holiday Sweepstakes. So visit sportsauthority.com today to enter and see official rules. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sports Authority. All things sporting good.
I don't know what happened. We got to clipped a little bit. That's okay, though, because everything is back in its hole. Chucker and Jennifer, and the answer to the question coming up in just a matter of moments as to identifying three clips from that movie. Again, 2007 was the year for that movie. All right, so Chucker, what's coming out this weekend is going to be hot?
Just one big studio film, Doug. It's a crime drama, Out of the Furnace, a gritty film starring Christian Bale, Casey Affleck, and Woody Harrelson. These type of films never really materialized much at the box office. It's tracking around a $7 million opening weekend. I'd expect Hunger Games Catching Fire and Disney's Frozen to rule the roost, making in the $30 million range a piece this weekend. Some movie news in general. Universal sets a June 2015 summer release for San Andreas, its 3D earthquake film starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson. This will be the first full-blown earthquake disaster film since the 1974 Charlton Heston George Kennedy film, so I'm actually looking forward to that. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone's Escape Plan, which only did $24 million here in the States, actually wound up doing $92 million overseas, with China being its biggest market, $41 million in China. China has now been become, Doug, Hollywood's biggest overseas territory, doing $3 billion in business this year, which is great for Hollywood. That is a huge, huge market.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Used to be in Europe or elsewhere around the world, those movies would always do better. You got to wonder, and again, with the release of the movie you're suggesting, not going to do very well here. It'll do well overseas and in the DVD market, so they'll make money no matter how you slice it. Here's Dean with his speculation as to what the movie is from 2007. Hi, Dean. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning. It's Fred Claus.
It is Fred Claus. That is correct. Who was the star of that movie? I don't remember. Who was the star?
That was Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn, okay. That's why I didn't remember, because I don't pay much attention to him and what he does. At any rate, Fred Claus, the right answer. You get the swell prize, sir. Thank you. Merry Christmas, if it's not too early. 59 past the hour. It's too late to stick around. This is Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.